Just kind of curious up front, how did the story and the idea for the cover art just sort of initially take shape?
Okay. Oh, the first thing that happened was during a weekly budget meeting, the news editor came up with a story and he presented it to the staff. And you know, after explaining the story and pitching it, we agreed on the story. And then, you know, he went to work writing it. And while he was writing it, you know, the VR team had already started talking about how they're going to illustrate it, but not like cover worthy until it was written. And then we sat down, our thing, and looked at the phone cover, and we considered for cover at first. And then after reading the story again, reviewing it, we realized how important the story was. So after the myself, main editor, met with graphic designer, photo editor, we came up with this. And you know, that was kind of the process of how we got to this outcome.
You know, as someone who's written about this, I can definitely vouch for the fact that, you know, the mainstream press, the professional press, does not tend to cover sex as, you know, a newsworthy topic very often. What's been your guys' sort of take or, you know, general sort of sense of how you approach these topics? As soon as it was pitched as a story, did you see the value in it? Did you have to sort of talk it out first to see if it would be something appropriate?
Yeah, at the news budget meetings, every time someone presents a story, you know, usually why I'm there and the manager is there, we automatically, you know, call them out, why should students care? And that's kind of the question I always ask, or why do even have students care? Why do students care in general? And how does it affect them? And this was definitely something that affects students. And it didn't bother me that it was a sex issue. In fact, I thought it was very, very story worthy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So what was your initial reaction to the first look that you had at, you know, what ended up being the cover art? Was there any concern for any particular reason on your end, or were you, you know, let's do this with gusto from the beginning?
Yeah, I mean, of course it wasn't like, bam, it happened and I'm just going to go with it. There was a kind of a process. We looked at it, and then, you know, I thought about what's going to happen. For instance, earlier in the semester, you know, we had the same thing for a different cover, not sex-related, but we decided not to run it, you know, based on this process that I look at when we look at covers and you know, we look at the repercussions of the covers, with advertising repercussions, you know, does it complement the story or is it just shock value, stuff like that. And after going through that, you know, I felt I met enough of, you know, the elements there to go ahead and go with the cover.
So what's your initial reaction sort of to the reactions, you know, in a sense, you know, especially the negative feedback that you're getting from certain, I guess you could say non-students, but, you know, certain people affiliated with the university?
Yeah, I think that the most negative feedback, and not all of it, but most of the negative feedback is I think after reading all the letters, it's the older, an older generation and more of a closed-minded generation. Or it's what I'm saying is, it's not college students. It's UNF employees that are not reading the story necessarily. I wouldn't think as much. I think they're just looking at the cover, and you know, for example, they're saying they're doing tours, you know, on campus right now for the fall semester, and you know what they're doing is looking at the cover and trying to figure out how they're going to explain it, you know, to these prospective students. So they're more worried about trying to play damage control on something that doesn't need damage control necessarily. So I guess my initial reaction was I was a little taken back by all the negative feedback. But then once I started looking at the negative feedback, it all came from the same direction. So there was really no worries then.
Have you had any response from advertisers at this point? Something I ask only because it seems to be a part of all the stories I'm starting to see on, you know, on the criticism and kind of the controversy here, is people sort of looking out for, you know, that angle of it. Has there actually been any feedback?
No. I've met with my business manager again today. We've gotten no negative feedback so far, and it's been all week. Our next issue is going to go to press tonight and be on stands tomorrow morning. And I suspect, you know, everything's just going to go on as normal. Just as planned.
What would you want to say to you know, either the critics or the people who are going to see this cover, say, on my blog or are already seeing it on Huffington Post and elsewhere, you know, that maybe, you know, are just kind of getting a 10-second glimpse of that at this and maybe judging it, you know, on spec? You know, what do you want to make sure that people kind of know about, you know, why this is being run or what went into the decision making?
Yeah, I mean, the reason, Seren, it's because it's such a serious issue that's not talked about. So many times, I guess, people look to oral sex as an alternative, and it's really not just a safe alternative. I mean, you have to, and the story, you know, reveals that. And I think it's important for people to see that, you know, just engaging in oral sex isn't necessarily just going to be okay. And they need to see that HPV is real, and that's why we put it on the cover, because it's important.
What other ideas were being tossed around as potential cover shots or for the actual inside story? Was there anything else that was close to making the final cut?
Yeah, I mean, there was other things, like a graphic designer was involved in possibly doing like a kind of like an image of like a girl, almost like a skeletal image where it kind of magnifies down to the throat where it kind of shows the cancer. I'm not an artist, so it's a little harder for me to describe all this, but
but more, it sounds like more focused on the oral kind of consequences in a sense, more on kind of the after effects versus the actual act itself. Okay. And so what ultimately, you know, led to the decline of that and the acceptance of the other? What was the thought there?
Yeah, I mean, the thought there was how are you going to get them to read the article? And not just, it wasn't just, you know, all about shock value too, but it was about, you know, looking at the one we went to print with. I think at the end of the day, it best complements the story. And it best complements everything that the story was about. That was kind of the decision that I went with.
Okay. Well, you know, I showed it to a few of my students here, and you know, I'm guessing you'll understand when I say it got a mix of kind of laughter and sort of that sort of wide-eyed, like, wow, they have some guts to, you know, to run that sort of thing. The consensus seemed to be they must have known what they were doing in respect to playing up the, if not shock value, at least kind of the attention-grabbing aspect. I'm guessing you must have known in some ways this was going to become the story, or this was certainly going to be something that people were going to be talking about.
Yeah, I mean, of course, I wasn't naive about it.
Yeah.
But there's more shock to this cover than any cover we've done so far, but I think we did our best to keep the shock minimal, mm-hmm. I would say. Mm-hmm.
Have you received statements of support or any groups or, you know, more prominent individuals related to campus or the area sort of stepping forward and applauding it or anything like that?
Well, I mean, I'm nearly certain UNF administration's not really happy with it. I mean, you know, the president, the university was quoted in the Times Union as saying it crossed the decency line and he wants an appropriate response. You know, I've talked to the vice president of the university and he said we should use better judgment. So definitely I can tell that there's friction between Spinnaker and administration right now. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they expect an apology, but I don't plan on giving them one right now. Going to print the letter from the editor tonight and print tomorrow that, you know, re-explains this process and re-explains why I did it and how important it was to do it. So
yeah,
okay. That's kind of what I'm in the process of right now.
Okay. And you know, the main part that concerns me sort of related to this to close out is obviously this literally either funding freeze or at least the threat of it. Talk to me about where this all stands at this moment, because frankly it sounds a little bit like indirect censorship if you're just kind of as a third person reading this kind of outside. What's going on?
Last week we went to print a day late instead of Wednesday. We printed on Thursday. We did this because our student government elections go from Tuesday to Wednesday. So to do exit polling, we wanted to wait a day late, and then I was going to run my exit polling results on Thursday. So which I did that. There was a half-page ad that student government bought that needed to be in Wednesday's paper because Wednesday was, I guess, Crime Awareness Day, and that was what the ad promoted. Well, we didn't get in until Thursday. We printed a day late. They decided to freeze our funding because of this. Now, they froze it on the idea that they paid for this ad, but we never invoiced them for this ad. So it's kind of ridiculous that they froze our entire index because we ran an ad a day late on something they didn't pay for. So it's being appealed right now from the Senate president, who's extremely supportive of the Spinnaker, or at least of the Spinnaker during this freeze, and he's against it. So that's where we are now. I suspect the judicial to come back tomorrow with a ruling, and I'm hoping it's going to be in our favor, which it should be.
Is this something that you see, or that is pretty clearly connected to the, you know, the current issue's cover? Did it all play out after the issue, you know, appeared on campus, or is this a separate thing?
Well, I mean, you can't say it's a separate thing because the freeze happened before the cover came out.
Okay.
The cover came out first, and then the freeze happened. So it's not, you can automatically rule it out through that, but.
Yeah.
I can't say that they're directly related because
okay.
It's just not something, you know, I can really say at this point. I've told others that, you know, if they needed a reason to cut the funding, you know, they found one, and other people, you know, have gone on and said other things, but right now it's not the best interest of Spinnaker for me to draw a conclusion like that.
Yeah, of course.